Well, Joe, that's a round of total frustration, I think, for you having a fault at the water.
Yeah, okay, normally he's a really good water jumper. Actually, what happened, he jumped the fence before so big. I was planning to do the inside seven, but because he jumped so big there, I changed the plan and I went, did the outside eight, and then the eight got a little bit too choppy for me, and he hit the board, which distracted him, and then that's it. But yeah, really frustrating.
But then you put that behind you, which is a good thing, isn't it? Because you could have, you might almost have been angry when that had happened.
Well, yeah, obviously. I knew I was in, there was no doubt about that. But then you've got to pick yourself up and carry on, haven't you? I mean, there's five or six more jumps to jump. He was jumping great today. I was really happy with him. I'm really annoyed. I was going to say something rude there. I was really annoyed at going in there, but it was a little bit, because he was jumping so good, I changed the plan. It was a bit silly, really.
And what about from your point of view? Obviously, the experiences this season, do you feel you're learning all the time? And this is yet with another world-class field.
I think you never stop learning this sport. You know, every show you learn something, you watch something new and you pick something up. And I mean, jumping at this level all season's obviously given me a huge advantage now, so hopefully I can carry it on in the next season.
Well, fingers crossed the next two riders do the business.
But, yeah, they have to get the fingers out now, don't they, and jump some clear rounds and save me.